Everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a good show lined up. I think you'll be interested in all the music that I'm playing for you. Let's get straight into it. I've just recently been watching some of the old Flat and Scruggs TV shows, and they were the Grand Ole Opry show that was recorded usually somewhere about 1961, 62, 63, 64. Watching some the other night, and they were recorded in 1962, and the Flat and Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall album was recorded in 1962. And I just get so much pleasure out of watching those guys play music and presenting the music quite differently from the way many bands do it these days. And I thought I'd play you something off that. One of the tracks, it wasn't in the original vinyl album. I remember the original vinyl album, it was the first bluegrass album that I ever had. I remember that, but the reissue has got 32 tunes on it. It's the complete concert. And here they are doing one of their regular favourites, Down the Road, Flat and Scruggs, live at Carnegie Hall.
Down the road just a mile or two lives a little girl named Pearly Blue. About so high and her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town. Now anytime you want to know where I'm going down the road, get my girl on the line, you'll find me there most any time. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my Pearly Blue. Before he heard Brewster crow, see me headed down the road. Old man Flatty on the farm, from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail, he made his living by carrying the mail. Now every time I get the blues, I walk the soul right off my shoe. Don't know why I love her so, gal of mine lives down the road.
Wasn't that great? Oh, they were playing so well, I have no idea why that track was left off the original vinyl album. While we're in the business of live concerts, I have in my hand an album, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands Live. And she does some wonderful music. I've always loved the music of Laurie Lewis from the first day that I heard it. And always has a fine band, and she always features the band in her concerts. Laurie Lewis was playing fiddle, Tom Rosen was playing mandolin, Scott Huffman was playing guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, and Todd Phillips on string bass. What a lineup. We're going to feature Scott Huffman in this song. It's one called Live Forever. Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands Live.
Come on up here, Scott.
All right, it is.
She wasn't kidding about that chair now. If you hadn't seen it, you need to go there. It's a beautiful thing. Eighth wonder of Northern Davidson County. All right, here's Billy Joe Shaver song for you. I think it's kind of pretty. I hope you do too. It's called Live Forever. Thank you. live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, though I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. Fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
If this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. That river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
That was a great recording of that excellent song. Laurie Lewis in the Right Hands, and that was Scott Huffman doing the lead singing there and the guitar work. Let's stay on the west coast of the USA now. I've met lots of musicians on the times that I've ventured up to the west coast, particularly to the Grass Valley area and the Father's Day festival that they have in June there. I've been fortunate enough to attend that a few times, and it's always a wonderful experience. You get to talk to some of the musicians who are tutors at the camp that precede the festival, and all very approachable people. And I have an album called Kathy Barwick In My Life just a lovely album featuring the astonishing instrumental abilities and singing abilities too of Kathy Barwick, who has long been a side person in many of the West Coast bands. And here she is singing with some of her friends: Mary Gibbons on rhythm guitar and lead vocal, Keith Little on harmony vocal, John Reichman on mandolin, and Kathy is playing resonating guitar, I believe, on this one, although she plays fine lead guitar as well, and banjo fits everything in. And this song was written by Mark Berkeley, who's married to Mary Gibbons, and it's an excellent song called Tell Me Why. Kathy Barwick from the album In My Life, Tell Me Why.
Down my window and I felt so alone. Out must be something I missed. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. Said you'd love me till your dying day. Change of heart and now you've gone away. Said you'd love me till the day you die. But you left me here to cry, cry, cry. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. Was it something I said to you? Maybe something that I didn't do. Is there a reason I can't reach you? Tell me. Thank you.
was Kathy Barwick doing a banjo tune, which has the longest name of any tune I've ever heard of. Actually, it's a medley, two tunes, Sadie at the Back Door, and accompanied with Kicking Up the Devil on a Holiday. You try and fit that into the space allowed for writing the name of the song. It's terrible. Kathy Barwick from the album In My Life, and wonderful album. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music that I've got sitting on my shelves at home. Today it's all CDs, but often I'm playing from the vinyl that I have there as well. I've got a bit of a collection, and I've enjoyed listening to bluegrass from way down here in Hamilton, New Zealand. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, who are the big music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. Go and see them for any of your musical requirements, instruments, information about playing, songbooks, instruction books, and accessories, of course. They've got very helpful staff. They're all musicians, and they can steer you in the right direction as to which would be the best guitar or banjo or mandolin or violin for you. Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music around Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Right, this is a bluegrass show. We better have some down-home bluegrass. Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. The album is called The Room Over Mine, and you can't get any more down-home bluegrass than this. Danny Paisley, guitar, lead vocals, tenor vocals, Michael Paisley, bass, TJ Lundy, the fiddle, Bob Lundy, the banjo, and does the baritone vocal, and Donnie Eldreth Jr. plays mandolin, does the lead and tenor vocals. Some pretty hard-driving, classic, almost I'd call it 1950s style bluegrass here. And here they are doing a song called A Memory of You.
I turned the key in the lock tonight and walked slowly into the room. Your presence hung like a heavy mist, and I knew death had come too soon. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world black as night. Just a wandering boy with a broken heart, whose sweetheart and pal is now gone. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world black as night. Despair, I just force myself to go on, and I'll keep wishing every day that I'll be with her in the beyond. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world black as night.
Dan Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. We'll change the tempo a little bit now. I'll play for you a band that I heard at one of the Grass Valley festivals. Across the Blue Mountains is the album. The band is Munro Crossing, and they were an interesting band. I'd never heard of them, and when they came up on stage, I thought, what are these guys going to sound like? They were delightful. They had a very entertaining show, and I really enjoyed their songs, everything from sort of old folk songs to regular bluegrass songs to interesting instrumentals. Benji Fleming on banjo, Matt Thompson on mandolin, Lisa Fugley on fiddle, Mark Anderson on bass, and Art Blackburn on guitar. And Art and Benji and Lisa do most of the vocals. Oh no, Matt does too. Everyone gets in there. And I picked a nice old song that to me summed up the sort of thing that they did. Here's a tune called Down in the Willow Garden, Munro Crossing. Interesting approach to the song, wasn't it? Down in the Willow Garden by Munro Crossing. And let's get back to Flat and Scruggs. I remember watching them on TV, just brings back so many memories. From the Foggy Mountain Jamboree CD, or I've got the vinyl at home too. We're going to play a tune called Foggy Mountain Chimes, where Earl gets to show that you can get some really nice sounds by doing the harmonics on the banjo. This was recorded in August 1953. Lester Flatt guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Lewis Innes playing an extra rhythm guitar, Curly Seckler playing mandolin, Benny Martin on the fiddle, and Bob Moore on bass. Recorded in the same sort of session as Your Love Is Like a Flower, Foggy Mountain Chimes. What else was recorded about this time? Well, those two songs, anyway, were recorded with that lineup. And here's Earl Scruggs now with a classic Foggy Mountain Chimes. Some seriously good picking, and I bet you that got the embryo banjo players all going when that record came out. First came out on a 78, also released in 1953, so that was sort of a big tune for Flatt and Scruggs. Oh, great to hear it, isn't it? An album that I got hold of recently has been a real treat and opened up an area of bluegrass that I hadn't really followed along with. The album is called The Legend Continues, and it's Donna and Ronnie Stoneman. I got this album last year. I think I played a couple of tracks off it. And I sort of remember seeing the Stonemans in 1971. They were a family band, and I saw them at a fair in southern Pennsylvania. And Ronnie was playing some banjo and grinning away. This was before the days of hee-haw on television. And Donna was doing her dancing while she's leapt around playing the mandolin. And they were a real treat. They considered themselves a country band that played a bit of bluegrass. And bluegrass people often consider them a bluegrass band that, you know, sold out and played a bit of country, but all in all, they were real entertainers and just astonishing people. If you go online and read some of the things that come up about Donna and Ronnie Stoneman in particular an interview, I think it is with Bluegrass Today. Absolutely fascinating. They, after having a dad who did lots of recordings and provided much material for the bluegrass genre, which was to follow some 15 years later, Ernest Stoneman had a life of poverty, really. They did the inevitable, living in a one-room shack that he built himself and raised he had a mess of kids there, and he kept having kids, and tough on his wife, but they all played music, and he made instruments for them. I think Donna's fourth banjo was a store-bought one. All the rest had been homemade, and Ronnie's banjo. So, very interesting people, and this album is Donna is playing mandolin, Ronnie is playing banjo, Karina Rose Logsdon playing fiddle, Jeremy Stevens playing guitar and auto harp, and Stu Geisbert on bass, and Ronnie and Donna do the vocals, and as with a bit of help from all the others too. And I've picked a couple of tunes. May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. That was a big hit for Ernest Stoneman way back in the 1920s, their dad, and so it's really a family tune. I remember that in New Zealand as part of the country music scene. Now, the interesting thing about this album is Ronnie is 82 years old and playing banjo, and Donna is 86 years old and playing mandolin. And if you think they're not quite as precise as Sierra Hull and Alison Brown would be, there is a perfectly good reason. They got about 30 or 40 years on them. Now I know what it's like to get old. Oh, I think they're doing amazingly well. We got to hear May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, and then we might hear another tune from them a little bit later in the program. The Stonemans, Donna and Ronnie.
This is a song our daddy, Pop Stoneman, sang all the time. May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister. Along came a tramp in the rain. He was making his way to some depot to catch a long-distance train. May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? It is cold lying out on the ground, and the cold north wind is a-whistling. I have no place to lie down, and I have no tobacco or matches, and I'm sure that I'll do you no harm. I will tell you my sad story, mister, for it runs through my heart like a thorn. It was 3 years ago last summer. You'll never forget that sad day when a stranger came out from the city and he said that he wanted to stay. Now the stranger was fair, tall and handsome, and he looked like a man who had wealth. Said he wanted to stop in the country, said he wanted to stop for his health. Now my wife said she'd like to be earning something to add to our home, and our talk it was finally decided that the stranger would stay in our home. One night as I came from my workshop, I was whistling and singing with joy. I expected a kind-hearted welcome, which would be from my wife and my boy. But what should I spy but a letter placed in a room on a stand? And the moment my eyes fell upon it, I picked it right up in my hand. Now this note said my wife and the stranger, they had ran away.
away and taken my son. Oh, I wonder if God up in heaven knows what the stranger had done. May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? It is cold lying down on the ground, and the cold old wind is whistling, and I have no place to lie down.
Oh, great to hear them singing and playing like that, and hopefully we'll have time to hear another tune from them. This show is being recorded on the 8th of February, and I have a fiddle tune here played by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, written by Colleen Trenwith, called the 8th of February, and she intimated that she wrote this tune on the 8th of February and couldn't think of a better name for it, so that's what she called it. And let's hear the tune that's written for this very day, the 8th of February. Called the 8th of February, and that's the day this program is recorded and first aired from Hamilton's Free FM 89.0. And you may be listening on radio, one of the access radio stations around New Zealand. There's a whole bunch of stations that take this program and air it at different times, and I hope you're enjoying listening in. All the people listening on access radio stations in Canada, really good there. You're in the middle of a pretty severe winter, I understand. We're in summer down here, but we've just had some very welcome rain, which has been very good too. People listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. And of course, there's a whole bunch of you listening on everything from Podbean and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, Spotify. It's all different ways that you can get this as a podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Not a lot of live music happening around New Zealand at present. Most events that, particularly those that would attract a crowd of more than 100, are being cancelled, and because of doing our best to keep COVID out here. Morrinsville Country Music Club are having a concert this Friday. If you're listening, you can get along, but they're only allowing 100 people in the Rotary Community Hall, and everyone will be wearing masks. There'll be no supper. It's just a straight-through concert, and just trying to keep some country music going for you folks who really love the music. Kiwigrass for this coming weekend has been cancelled. There'll be another time, folks. There'll be another time, another opportunity to get together and do some picking. No Back Porch Bluegrass on February or probably March. I've just sort of consulted with my very wide-ranging group of authorities and consultants that I talk to about things, and in the end, I think we're not going to have Back Porch Bluegrass. And the Auckland Bluegrass Club has decided pretty much the same thing. Reluctant calls, but necessary these in these times. Well, it's time we had some music. Let's listen to Munro Crossing again from the album Across the Blue Mountains. Here's a song, Across the Blue Mountains, Munro Crossing.
Daybreak on a buckskin and a roan, past tall hills shivering pines where mockingbirds moan. Past dark cabin windows where eyes never see. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. Past dark cabin windows where eyes never see. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
That was Monroe Crossing, Across the Blue Mountains. Just remember that if you want to review the details of what I've been playing on the program, you can go to our Facebook page, which is called Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand. And there we post every week the running list for the show, the name of the album, the band, and the track number sometimes, I think, and the name of the song, of course. And usually the year it was published too. The year that it came out. If you want to do that, get your facts straight. And just in case I get them twisted, yeah, you can do that on Facebook. What have we got? Let's hear Donna and Ronnie Stoneman again with a song that their father, Ernest V. Stoneman, first recorded in 1926. And he was a man who introduced this song to country music, and it's become a bit of a standard of a gospel song in bluegrass, thanks to people like Dawn Lawson and that. But here are Donna and Ronnie Stoneman doing Living on the Hallelujah Side.
Sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let those hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. I'm living on the hallelujah side. Not for all its gold and millions would I leave this precious place. Though the tempter to persuade me all that's right. Oh, I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in His loving grace. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let those hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. I'm living on the hallelujah side. Around me with her dazzles and her dreams, yet I weary not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams. I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let those hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Oh, it's just great to hear them play and sing, isn't it? A couple of 80-year-olds had knock them dead in the rest homes, wouldn't they? Something like that. Let's hear Mike Scott and Co. from the album Blue Moon of Kentucky, where Mike got together a gang of some of his friends and some top-line pickers and put down some Bill Monroe tunes, all recorded at some time by Bill Monroe. And made a superb job of them. And we're going to hear him doing a tune, Road to Columbus. I meant to say on this one, Mike Scott's playing banjo, Brian Sutton's playing guitar, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, Ben Isaacs on bass. What a lineup, eh? Here they are playing Road to Columbus. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you enjoyed the program this week. There'll be another one again next week. I'd love you to join me in listening to some great bluegrass music. See ya.